Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Join me as we go on a journey into the mind of Donna Adelson.
And in the comment section on YouTube, please let me know your thoughts and hit subscribe while you're there. We're going to dive into this and try to understand things from the perspective of Donna Adelson. Now, this is an opinion piece. This is my opinion. Obviously, you know, it is what it is. But let's try and dive in here. Let's try and figure out how A plus B equals C in her mind. And in the comments, like I said, let me know your thoughts on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi if you're not already there. And yes, that subscribe button. We're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We're a bit over 80. Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. I don't know. Only you can help that. So please do hit subscribe if you've not already done so. Please, please, please. Okay. There's a particular danger in assuming evil announces itself. That it shows up with flashing lights or obvious malice or some distinct cinematic quality that signals its arrival. The truth is far quieter, far more subtle, and far more unsettling. Sometimes evil doesn't arrive as rage or brutality. Sometimes it arrives wrapped in good intentions, folded inside a parent's protective instinct, tucked behind a smile that has spent decades convincing people that she is the one who holds the family together. And that's the thing about Donna Adelson. The surface-level version of her story is way too simple. Vindictive mother-in-law conspires to kill her son-in-law. Sure, it's true, but it does not capture the psychological architecture that made it all possible. It doesn't explain how a woman who saw herself as the loving matriarch could justify something so extreme, so calculated, and so cold-blooded. Because Donna didn't wake up one morning and decide to become a villain. People like her almost never see themselves that way. Instead, they build a narrative. Slow, deliberate, self-protective. That transforms their darkest impulses into heroic acts. They create a story where they weren't eliminating a human being. They were restoring order. Protecting their children. Stabilizing a world they believed was under threat. The most unsettling part of all of this isn't what she did. It's the fact that inside her own mind, it actually made sense. How? Well, stick around, because that's what we're going to walk through. Do a little mental gymnastics here. You ready? You stretched? Okay. I know this is not, I don't know. I don't stretch. I don't work out much. So I got, you know, you guys, I'm not going to stretch. Anyway. This is about how the narcissistic psychology was at work. It's not about cruelty for cruelty's sake. It's about power, fear, identity, and a desperate need to preserve the illusion that she, and only she, understood what needed to be done. Let's start long before the murder plot, long before the whispered conversations and suggestive comments and coded language that would later expose everything. Let's start with who she believed herself to be in her own mental universe. Donna saw herself as the architect of her family's success, the steady hand behind the curtain, the one who shaped her children's futures, who provided guidance, who held high expectations, and who believed, genuinely believed, that without her influence, everything would collapse. That kind of psychological posture isn't built overnight. It's crafted through years of reinforcement, years of molding the family dynamic around herself. From the outside, it probably looked like involvement, care, motherly devotion. But inside, that psychological structure, involvement wasn't about nurturing. It was about control. And the line between the two is often invisible until someone actually threatens it. Enter Dan Markell. To most people, he was a law professor, a father, a man going through a painful divorce. But through Donna's lens, he became something else entirely. The man who disrupted the carefully curated family system she presided over. The man who refused to abide by her rules. The man who challenged her authority in ways she could neither tolerate nor forget. The man who introduced chaos into a system she believed must be controlled at all times. At all costs, of course. Here's the psychological truth. Narcissists don't respond to conflict the way healthy people do. That's what makes them narcissists. Healthy people adapt. Narcissists defend. They rewrite. They retaliate. They recast the person causing the conflict as the villain in their story, because if they don't, they'd have to face the uncomfortable possibility that they aren't always right. And narcissists are constitutionally incapable of being wrong. Incapable of being wrong. Remember that. I don't understand that way of thinking. Understand the incapabilities of these people, and you'll understand them a lot better. So when the divorce happened, Donna didn't see that as two adults, you know, separating. She saw it as an attack on the family she believed she alone held together. She saw it as betrayal, not just of her daughter, but of her. Because narcissists conflate their children's lives with their own identity. They're one and the same, even when they're adults. The divorce wasn't Wendy's pain. It was Donna's humiliation. The custody dispute wasn't about the kids. It was about her losing influence and her embarrassment. Because why on earth would Wendy be getting divorced from a decent, wonderful human being who cared about his kids? You got to paint that picture as he's something else. Something that she's escaping from. Because it couldn't just be that two adults amicably realize they're not right for each other. Mm-mm. The narrative in the narcissist mind, it's got to be big, it's got to be bad. And bad ain't Wendy or her. Every argument, every court filing, every disagreement became another indictment in the narrative she had started to build. Dan was ruining the family, and she was helpless to stop it. Helpless is a very dangerous emotional state for someone like Donna, because helplessness shatters the illusion. And once that illusion breaks, the narcissistic mind has to rebuild it fast. That's where distortions come in. She begins to reinterpret every action Dan takes as intentional harm, not just a disagreement, harm. Not just stubbornness, maliciousness. Not just legal boundaries, personal attacks. And this is where her mental story shifts from resentment into moral justification. If Dan is hurting Wendy, then Donna is protecting her. If Dan is destabilizing the grandchildren's lives, then Donna is trying to save them. If Dan is preventing the family from moving forward, then Donna is the only one brave enough to confront that threat. You begin to see how the pieces fall into place. A normal person sees conflict, a narcissist sees danger. A normal person accepts boundaries, a narcissist sees oppression. A normal person adapts, a narcissist takes action. Righteous, self-anointed, morally justified action in their mind. Because the narcissist always believes the universe appointed them guardian of what is right. And here's the real chilling part. Once that narrative takes root, the moral horizon shifts. Actions that would have once felt unthinkable now feel necessary. Violence becomes a means of restoring order. Conspiracy becomes a form of protection. Even murder becomes something that can be rationalized inside a worldview where the narcissist's needs are the moral foundation on which everything else rests. Donna didn't see herself as plotting the destruction of a human being. She saw herself as removing the obstacle blocking her family's happiness. Notice the language there, obstacle. That's how narcissists reduce people who don't fit into their idealized world. They don't see a person with a history, a family, a future. They see a blockade, something in the way. Something that must be cleared for the greater good, a greater good defined entirely by their preferences. This is the part most people miss. Narcissists don't operate on empathy. They operate on threat detection. And once someone becomes a perceived threat to the narcissist's control narrative, that person stops being human in their eyes. That's how moral gymnastics work. You can't commit an atrocity against someone you see as fully human. But you can eliminate a problem. You can neutralize a threat. You can remove an obstacle. In their psychological calculus, that's exactly what Dan became. Layer by layer by layer, Donna built a fantasy where Dan was the source of all their suffering. A fantasy where the courts were persecutors, where the custody agreement was a weapon, where the legal system was rigged to hurt her family, and when a narcissist believes every institution is against them, they feel justified breaking the rules of those institutions because the system is corrupt and they are righteous. By the time the decision was made, whether indirectly influenced, quietly suggested, or actively pushed, Donna's conscience wasn't weighing the morality of murder. It wasn't even in the room. What was in the room was a narrative she'd spent years constructing, a narrative in which she was the protector, the fixer, the only one who understood what needed to be done. In her internal story, removing Dan wasn't a crime. It was courage. This is the terrifying part of understanding narcissistic psychology. You realize that for someone like Donna, the act doesn't feel nearly as extreme as it is because they spent so long reframing the situation that the act feels like a natural next step, maybe even overdue. They had it coming. You can see it in how she talked. You can see it in the tone of the family's communications. You can see it in the way she coached Charlie. You can see it in the covert way they discussed it on the phone. Everything about it points to a family dynamic where Donna had convinced herself and tried to convince others that something had to be done, that she was acting out of love, that she was acting out of necessity, that she was acting because someone had to be strong enough to confront the problem of Dan Markell. But make no mistake, the strength she valued wasn't moral courage. It was moral detachment, the ability to decide what another human being deserved based on her own emotional convenience. That's the heart of narcissistic pathology, the belief that your emotional needs justify real-world consequences. And the ripples of that belief didn't stop with the murder. They continued long after. You hear it in the jail calls when she was arrested. You hear the panic, not over what she did, but over the loss of control. The fear wasn't remorse. It was exposure. It was a terror of realizing the story she'd spent years building was about to collapse under the weight of reality. Narcissists can tolerate many things. Humiliation is not one of them. Loss of control is unbearable. Being seen is a threat. Being held accountable is intolerable. And now imagine the psychological implosion that happens when a woman who lived her entire life as a family center of gravity suddenly finds herself powerless in a jail cell with her phone calls monitored, her words scrutinized, her children turning on her, and the world seeing her not as the protector she imagined herself to be, but as the architect of a crime that destroyed everything she claimed to be protecting. To a narcissist, that is injustice. It is persecution. Even now, even sitting in prison, she likely still believes she was right, that she had no choice, that the courts forced her hand, that the world is unfair, that she's misunderstood, that her children failed her, that the prosecutors misrepresented her intentions, that she is the victim of a massive misunderstanding. And that's the final layer of narcissistic justification. They rewrite the aftermath, too. They don't see themselves as the cause of the tragedy. They see themselves as suffering from it, even though they made it themselves. And when you step back and look at the full psychological landscape, what you're left with is not simply a woman who made a series of bad decisions. You're left with a portrait of someone who built an entire internal universe where morality wasn't a constant. It was a tool that existed to validate her worldview, justify her decisions, and protect her self-image at all costs. In that universe, Dan wasn't a person. He was the barrier to Wendy's happiness. He was the reason the family felt unstable. He was the force pulling her grandchildren away from her influence. And narcissists do not tolerate being shut out of the center of family life. To her, removing Dan restored balance. It reestablished order. It preserved her identity as the matriarch, the decision maker, the protector, the one who always knew best. And once that illusion took hold, everything else in her mind aligned around it. The whispers became justified. The planning became reasonable. The danger felt exaggerated. The outcome felt necessary. The crime felt righteous. That is how far someone with her psychological makeup can go when they believe their role, their identity, their emotional equilibrium depends on it. And if it sounds chilling, it's because it is. It's the kind of chilling that doesn't come from raw brutality. It comes from a warped version of love, a distorted version of protection, a delusional version of sacrifice, a catastrophic version of certainty. Donna's story is not the story of a criminal mastermind. It's a story of a narcissist who rewrote reality until the unthinkable felt like destiny. It wasn't sudden. It wasn't impulsive. It wasn't a moment of madness. It was the end result of years of entitlement, fear, self-righteousness, and manipulation, all wrapped in the language of motherhood and family loyalty. And that's why people struggle to understand it, because it doesn't look like the villain we expect. It looks like overreach. It looks like obsession. It looks like good intentions taken to an unforgivable extreme. It looks like love twisted into something unrecognizable. But beneath every layer of distortion, every justification, every self-protective lie, there's one truth that never changes. This wasn't about Wendy. This wasn't about the grandchildren. This wasn't about safety. It was about Donna and the lengths she would go to maintain the illusion that she was the one holding her family and herself together. Everything else was collateral. Your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. I'd love to hear them. I'd love to see them. Throw them up. And hit subscribe while you're there, too, please. Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski is what you can search for if you're listening to us on the podcast platforms. Thank you so much for being there. Hit subscribe while you're there as well. And also, please do, like I said, check out our YouTube channel. Be part of it. We're trying to get to 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. We're very close. We need your subscription. So hit that bell, hit that subscribe button on YouTube. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Tony Brewski. Talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.